Once again, it's time for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and Milbank, South Dakota. And Teresa's in the studio with us.
I am. Hello, Paul.
Hi. How's it going today?
Pretty good.
Good. Did you have a good Memorial weekend?
Oh, always. Yeah.
We should have a three-day weekend every weekend.
I think so. I agree. Yeah, but I don't have John with me today. He's out in the field, so he's a happy camper.
Yeah.
Happy farmer, not a camper.
That's right. So. He's got to dry out a little bit, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, but he's getting something in right now.
Good. So. Yeah, I didn't think that was John sitting next to you. So.
No.
Who do we have here?
I've got Michelle Wellnitz with me today, Paul.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Yeah, we met before. You're in the back room back there fixing stuff.
And... Yep, I was in my little hole.
I love that workroom you guys got, Teresa, back there, and Michelle. That's a good workroom, isn't it?
It's a busy place.
It is
a busy place. So Michelle is our newish employee for the Milbank store, and we hired. How long have you been working with us now?
January is when I was hired.
Oh my gosh! So she's been part time with us. Well, I'm going to let you tell you a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I was born in Milbank. That's where I grew up, and I graduated high school there. I spent a few years in Sioux Falls and actually came back to Milbank to further some education in Lake Erie Tech in Watertown. I got a degree in computers with a networking specialty, and I graduated with high honors just 2 weeks
ago. Congratulations!
Just 2 weeks ago?
Almost 2 weeks ago now.
Good for you.
Last couple weeks have been a blur. I spent it in the Caribbean, so.
Yeah, wow. Poor Michelle. Poor Michelle.
Man, they send you all over the place, don't they, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally work-related. Yep.
So did you get your degree in?
In computers with a networking specialty.
Okay, what's that involved in, networking specialty?
Basically, I know more about routing and switching, making networks talk to each other and talk to the internet and things of that nature.
Okay. Yep. I suppose that was a pretty popular class there over at Watertown?
Actually, you'd be surprised. It was a very small class, and you know, which is awesome because it makes your relationship with your instructors a lot more intimate.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah.
Good. So you just came on board at Rural Solutions in January, you said?
Yep. She's been working part-time with us while she finished up her degree, and now that she's finished, she's coming on full-time.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Yeah. She's wearing a big smile, so she must be happy. So what's your responsibilities, Michelle, at Rural Solutions then?
I do a lot of on-call things for the Milbank area and Big Stone and Nortonville, and I'm mostly their hands-on person. I do a lot of check-ins and stops, and then I'm also there for if customers want to bring in their personal computers, desktops or laptops, however you look at it. I try to do most of the work in Milbank. Sometimes you got to bring it to the headquarters here in Madison because that's where the brains are.
There's a lot of brains in Madison at Rural Solutions.
So we've got a shop in Milbank, just like we have in Madison, and we expect it to get just as busy as we are in Madison.
Right. Michelle, is there a need in the Milbank area for a business like Rural Solutions?
Absolutely. And even since I've started, our name has just flown across Milbank. There's so many more people that know about us. And the fact that it's through me also, we're picking up a lot of businesses just because, hey, Michelle works here. Oh. You know, do you guys need support? So here's her card. And
yeah, we got a local, you know. Some people know the name, and then they know that they can trust us.
That's right.
You know, we've built up a good reputation here in Madison, and people know us and they trust us, and now we are eager to get that same reputation built up in Milbank.
That's right. And the big red awning out in front of the real store in Milbank, that helps too, right?
Definitely. You can see us, yep.
And where exactly are you located in Milbank? Why don't you tell our listeners that?
We're right next to Habaneros on the east side of town. I don't know if there's a Barron's grocery store over there. Yep. We are located inside of a building that has a small car sales business as well. So if you see GNS Auto, we're also right inside that building.
Okay.
It's right on Highway 12, and we have our sign up. You can see our RSI logo up on the sign and on the side of the building.
All right. Michelle, what are some of the main things that people bring in that need to be fixed on computers? What would you say?
I would say most people bring in issues with their computers if they're running slow or acting funny. We do a lot of general cleanups. You know, we will remove malware and viruses and things like that, and just go ahead and clean it up so it can run more efficiently.
Okay.
And then we've also had a number of those Microsoft phone calls that people are getting. You know, someone will call and say that they work with Dell or Microsoft, and the customer will give them access to their computer and just completely ruin it inside and out.
It's, scam alert.
Yeah.
Stay away from it. Don't touch it, right?
That's right.
Hang up the phone. Unless, don't click whatever.
Yeah. Unless you call them, they are not your friend.
And even sometimes if you do call them, because you got to be real careful where you're calling, because there's fake advertising on the internet that you think you might be calling this place or that place, but we've talked about that before too.
Yep. So. Well, good. Well, it sounds like South Dakotans have the same computer problems as Minnesotans then, right?
Yeah, they kind of just flow right across the border there. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Well, welcome aboard, and nice to have you on the radio today. Teresa, I know you're building your own computers now at Rural Solutions, aren't you?
We are building our own computers. We have an order coming up here for over 40 computers, and so we are getting pretty excited about that. We've got parts coming in this week and next week, and then we'll be setting up a place in the back room in our conference room where we can just have an assembly line. And
yeah.
Do you like building computers, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't mind the hardware side of things. That can be kind of fun too, you know, especially just to keep your mind fresh on certain things also, and you're not doing the same thing over and over and over. So yeah, I don't mind doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about our new computers. We feel like they are of the highest quality, and you know, we don't like to sell anything that's not of the highest quality. So when we decided to switch to these, we really put a lot into it and researched and got a good product.
So for our listeners that don't know, Rural Solutions is building their own computer from scratch, put all the parts together, and it's been going pretty well for you.
Yeah, it has. People are really pleased with them. They're super fast. They're we can even make them look fancy if you like.
That's right. I think I saw one. It changes color or
something. Yeah,
yeah. Blue LEDs lit up or red if you want. We can make it pretty much however you want it to look. But inside we have some of the best components, and we will recommend and warranty those better than Dell can do to theirs.
Okay.
So,
So if you want to awesome computer, Rural Solutions is a place to go for that.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
So, anything else, Teresa?
Yeah, well, I mentioned, you know, Michelle mentioned the Microsoft phone calls, and security is just such a big topic, especially since that big virus swept the nation a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be having a couple of community meetings here in Madison, and then also in Milbank, and potentially in some other local cities. To talk about this, we'll have one during the day for home users, and to just talk about what's safe, what's not, what's legitimate, how can I protect myself better. And then in the evening, we'll have one for the business community, talk about, you know, wireless security, different concerns with security that businesses have, backing up their data, keeping their data safe. Mm-hmm. So we are,
To educate the public, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just answer questions and just have a time to, you know, people are concerned, they're worried, and this is a big deal.
It is. Got to protect yourself nowadays.
Absolutely. Right? So we've got in Milbank, we've got our grand opening coming up in June.
Okay.
And that week we'll also have the community meetings. So look and be watching for these meetings scheduled in June in Madison and Milbank.
And the open house, I love open houses.
Absolutely.
There's usually food involved.
Yep. We promise food.
All right. Michelle, hey, thanks for coming on the radio with us today. That was painless, wasn't it?
Yeah, and sort of unexpected, but I'm glad I came too as well.
Oh, so Teresa roped you into this,
Yeah,
huh?
She did. Okay. She did.
I don't give people a lot of opportunity to back out.
So. Not enough time to think about it, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, you made your radio debut, Michelle. You did awesome. So.
All right, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, this is the toughest part, Michelle.
Is it?
Yep. We go through this little thing here at the end to let everybody know where Rural Solution is.
Well, I'll take Madison, and you can take Milbank. In Madison here, we're located on Main Street across from United Prairie Bank, and you can call us here at 320-698-4747.
And in Milbank, you can find us on Highway 12 at 1512 Morningside Drive, and you can reach us there at 605-438-4747.
Or as always, you can email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, I just want to encourage people to stop by the Milbank office and say, drop in and say hi to Michelle and try to stump her with a computer question.
There you go. The big college graduate here.
Yeah. She graduated high honors. We're going to have to try to stump her. So. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Hey, that's our Rural Solutions Technology Update show for another week.